Hello and welcome to the first episode of the Branding Experience on 5 Minutes with Trish Carmen. I'm sitting in a boardroom of one of the top companies in the country, full of marketing executives. A major marketing meeting is about to take place. The group marketing director walks in and the meeting commences. I have never seen grown men and women sweat like that. And you know why? Because millions of dollars have been spent on advertising and marketing, and yet the results are not as expected. They are actually less than what they had promised themselves. The marketing director takes a seat, greets everyone, dives straight into it, and poses a question. How does Google do it? How do we become great as a company like Google? One of the executives tries to ease the tension and suggests product innovation. The other, relationship marketing, and the other also suggests underwriting social events such as golf days, rugby tournaments. But which one of these? He asks again, and I can see the agitation on his face. He then asks again and says, can anyone explain Google to me? Everyone knows Google. Everyone uses Google, yet they never advertise. Everyone in the room shrugs their shoulders because nobody has the answer. Now, this could be one of many meetings happening anywhere else. It could be happening in the Trish Carmen boardroom. It could be happening in the Econet boardroom. Or it could be a question Amara Brown is asking a marketing team. Several smart marketing executives spend millions of dollars hoping to find that soft, sticky tissue that attaches consumers to brands. This is a typical result. No matter who the advertiser is, when the advertising flight is over, brand awareness figures drop. The paradox is people are zealous about some brands, whether they advertise or not. Every CEO, entrepreneur, or product manager wants the consumer to have as much excitement as they have for their product. I want people to be excited about the Trish Carmen brand and its products just as much as I'm excited about it. People who build cities, create movements, and have new ideas want to attract followers, supporters, advocates, and even financial partners. People point to favored brands such as Oprah, Richard Branson, Steve Jobs, Coco Chanel, Google, Adidas as examples of how to do things, and they are right. So whether it's a personality, a product, social or political, lurks something intangible about these brands. In fact, consumers of these brands become more than just consumers. They feel an almost religious zeal that other consumers of other brands don't feel. So what is the magic that sticks together consumers to all these brands? What is it that strikes the emotional chord beyond a pitch? Is it because it's a better product? A better customer experience? Better pricing? Why do other products mean something to us whilst others just don't. Yet they have the same features and benefits. Now it all lies in the brand message. I not only have one brand message for you, but seven, which I will share with you in the next episode of the branding experience. But for now, it's goodbye. Hello and welcome to the brand new exciting show, 5 Minutes with Trish Carmen. And we'll start off with our first episode on the personal branding experience. So I'm sitting in a boardroom of one of the top companies in the country, full of marketing executives. And a major meeting is about to take place, and the group marketing director walks in and the meeting commences. I have never ever seen grown men and women sweat like that, literally sweating from their brows. Millions of dollars have been spent on advertising and marketing, and yet the results are not as expected, less than what they had actually promised themselves. The marketing director sits and then poses a question without even greeting anybody. He says, "How does Google do it? How do we become great like Google?" One of the executives suggests product innovation, the other relationship marketing, the other suggests underwriting social events such as golf days, rugby tournaments. And then he's like, "Okay, but which one of these?" And I can feel he's worked up and agitated. He's asking, "Which one of these?" And then he's asking, "Can someone explain Google? Because everyone knows Google, everybody uses Google, yet they never advertise." Everyone's shoulders shrug because nobody has the answer in that room. Now, this could be one of many meetings happening anywhere else. It could be happening in the Trish Carmen boardroom. It could be happening in the Econet boardroom. It could be a question Ja Praiser is asking his marketing team, or Amara Brown is asking a marketing team. Now, several smart marketers spend millions of dollars hoping to find that sticky, soft tissue that attaches customers to brands. This is a typical result. No matter who the advertiser is, when the advertising flight is over, brand awareness figures drop. And the paradox is people are zealous about some brands, whether they advertise or not. And it's a question that many people ask. Now, every CEO, every entrepreneur, product manager wants the consumer to have as much excitement as they have for their product. I want people to be excited about the Trish Carmen product and brand as much as I'm excited about it. Even people who build cities, people who create movements, people who have new ideas want to attract followers, supporters, advocates, and even financial partners. A lot of people actually point to favored brands such as Oprah, Richard Branson, Steve Jobs, Mark Zuckerberg, Coco Chanel, Google, Adidas, as examples of how to do things right. And of course, they are right, because when we look at all these brands, we can actually see that a lot of people are zealous about them, even whether they advertise or not. So whether it's a personality, a product, social or political cause, there lurks something intangible about these brands. In fact, consumers of these brands become more than just consumers. they feel an almost religious zeal that other customers of other brands don't feel. So my question is, what is the magic that sticks together consumers to all these brands? What is it that strikes the emotional chord behind a pitch? Is it because it's a better product, a better customer experience, better pricing? Why do other products mean something to us whilst others don't? Yet they may have the same features and the same benefits. Now the answer is, it all lies in the brand message. Next week's episode, I'll be touching on the 7 brand messages that help you construct a strong and powerful brand. Till next time, goodbye.